Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware. If all goes according to plan, cellular phone service will receive a boost with the addition of a new communication tower in Huron County. A proposal is being considered to allow for construction of a new cellular tower in the village of Sebewing. The Sebewing Village Council will conduct a special meeting at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall at 222 North Center Street on Monday, September 29th. The hearing is to gather public input on the proposed construction of a tower near the village's South Main Park. Property owners within 500 feet of the proposed site were notified and are encouraged to attend. Those who cannot attend can submit a written letter to the Village Council at the hall. Written comments will be read and entered into the public record. For those who received a notice of the meeting and are no longer the owner of the property in the designated area, forward the notice to them and call the Village office at 989-883-2150. And attention all Michigan Kroger shoppers. If you have done any shopping at one of their many stores across the state, you may want to take a second look at your freezer. There is a massive recall that is affecting a lot of us. A recall over shrimp products has been initiated after concerns of radiocesium-137 contamination. The recall comes from Aquastar Corp., which triggered the recall by a possibly CF-137 contamination, which is a radioactive isotype contamination. What products are all being affected? Kroger Raw Colossal Easy Peel Shrimp, Kroger Mercado Cooked Medium Peeled Tailed Off Shrimp, Aquastar Raw Peeled Tail On Shrimp Skewers. The products were sold in Michigan stores between June 12th and September 17th of this year at Kroger or any of its subsidiary stores across Michigan. Of course, with any exposure to any level of radiation over time raises health concerns. Long-term exposure could cause serious health issues. So far, no illnesses have been reported in Michigan or elsewhere tied directly to the recalled shrimp. If you are in the state of Michigan and have bought any shrimp from Kroger since late spring or summer of this year, you should check the UPC and lot codes. Best by dates on the packaging. FDA.gov has the exact codes on the affected shrimps. If you do not have any of the products under the recall, or if you do have any of the products under the recall, you are urged to toss the product immediately or simply return it to the place of purchase for a refund.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And this week's WLEW WHST Game of the Week radio coverage will feature Sandusky hosting their game against Cass City this Friday, September 26th. Coverage on WLEW's 102.1 FM will begin at 6 p.m. with kickoff at 7. A bat found inside a residence in northern Michigan has tested positive for rabies. The Grand Traverse County Health Department confirmed the news yesterday, noting that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services tested the bat after possible human exposure. All individuals identified as exposed are receiving the necessary post-exposure medical care, officials said. Rabies is a fatal virus disease that affects the central nervous system of mammals, including humans. It is transmitted through the saliva of infected animals, typically through a bite or scratch.
One day in Harbor Beach. 81.
A dream came true.
How are you feeling right now, Steve?
Oh, I'm going to start crying. I'm so happy. I've always wanted one of these.
How did you win your key?
Max in the morning. Yeah, I got it from Max. Yeah, on a cow noise.
So are you the missus?
Yes.
What's your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so shocked. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
That's the whole thing. You never know.
And you know what? I feel bad because my coworker here, he was behind us, and I said, Jacob, go first. I just got a feeling. You go first. And I don't feel so bad now, Jacob.
Yeah. So it had a full frame restoration, full paint job, new tires.
See, I heard it had a frame restoration too.
And here's another set of keys. And then I have another set.
She's like, I want a set.
Congratulations, Steve. From all of us at Thumb Broadcasting, enjoy the new ride. And stay tuned to 102.1, 94.1, and AM 1340. And be sure to follow us on thumbnet.net for the latest news and information in next year's car giveaway. See you then.
Many doctors and scientists were reeling after President Donald Trump went on TV to insist that pregnant women should never take Tylenol and revive debunked theories about vaccines and autism. Trump on Monday went beyond his own health regulators' more modest advice that doctors should consider minimizing the painkillers' use during pregnancy because of inconclusive research. Brain experts know there is no single cause of autism and say the rhetoric ignores decades of science into the genetic and environmental factors that can play a role. Autism rates are rising, but largely because of an expanded definition, more awareness, and more screening. Israel's devastating war in Gaza is expected to take center stage as the UN's gathering of world leaders gets into full gear. But humanity's myriad conflicts, rising poverty, and heating planet will also be in the spotlight. Today kicks off the UN General Assembly's annual lineup of speeches from presidents, prime ministers, monarchs, and cabinet members giving their take on the state of the world. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, U.S. President Donald Trump, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and many others are scheduled to speak. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this 9 o'clock hour, and it was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seabooing Ace Hardware. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.